Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Did you know most traditional creams or serums are made up of about 70% water? 15% going into emulsifiers and preservative, and that makes up the goo of the cream. And that leaves only 15% for active ingredients that truly benefit your skin. But there is a better way. Enter Fiber Skincare, a groundbreaking technology set to redefine skincare. Fiber Skincare harnesses nanofibers. They're tiny natural fibers, 500 times smaller than a human hair. And their scientists have been working on this technology for the past 15 years and just a year ago achieved a remarkable breakthrough, encapsulating active ingredients directly into these natural nanofibers. So the result is a formulation free from water, emulsifiers, and preservatives, meaning the active ingredients are not just pure, but 5 times the concentration of most creams or serums. Their first formulation is an anti-wrinkle, and it's not just effective, it is fast. Upon the application, your skin feels tighter in a mere 10 seconds. That's right, you can feel the difference almost instantly. But that's just the start. Over the next 7 days, these concentrated actives unfold their full potential, clinically proven to improve wrinkles by 19.4%. It's worth checking out their Instagram, Fiber Skincare, F-I-B-E-R Skincare, to learn more about the technology and how it works. You might have seen some viral videos of the mask's disappearing effect, and it's easier to apply this by wetting your face, applying the patch, and removing it. The nanofiber, which contains the active ingredients, disappears into the skin super quickly. Experience the transformation for yourself with their 2-day trial pack. It's a precursor for the 7-day program that promises not just results, but a revolution in your skincare routine. With their tighter skin guarantee, your satisfaction is not just expected, it's assured. And if you try the 7-day program and your skin doesn't feel tighter, you'll receive a full refund, no questions asked. They have clinically tested the program to be the most effective if you use the 1 week on, 3 weeks off. But we understand that everyone's skincare routine is different. That's why if you sign up for their monthly program, they will send you their monthly pack to remind you to do it. And you can pause or cancel it at any time, and it gives you the control of your skincare journey. If you want to try this revolution in skincare, go to fiberskincare.com and use code 2, T-W-O, for 15% off. That's fiberskincare.com and use code 2, T-W-O, for 15% off.
Welcome back to Two Judgy Girls. This is Mary from the Bay.
And it's Courtney from LA. And tomorrow is someone's birthday. I'm a poet and I didn't even know it. Guys, oh, it's Summer Mary's birthday. When you're listening to this tomorrow, probably, since we're recording tonight. But November 9th, 1985.
Yes. 85er.
Big day.
32. Everyone's like, are you excited for your birthday? I'm like, why? Like,
you're like, I'm
32. My mom called me yesterday and she's like, yeah, I thought you were turning 31. And then she talked me through her whole birthing story.
My mom does that every year.
Every year. She's like, so yeah, I was all prepped for the C-section because my, you know, your older sister was a C-section. And my doctor, she just said, Carmel, we should go for it. Like,
natural.
You can do this. You can do this. And yeah, I came out the vaginal canal.
Wow. My mom likes to call me and be like, the pains, they're coming. Like when she started getting her labor pains. And then she'll call me every year at the wrong time and tell me, this is when you came into the world. And I'm like, Mom, call me in an hour. And she's like, damn it, every year.
So good.
So tell us what you're doing for your birthday.
Tomorrow night I'm just going out to dinner with my family. Mm-hmm. But I know this fireman that also has the same birthday as me, and he's going out with his fireman friends.
So is he hot? Like,
he's rather good looking.
Is he single?
No, but his friends could be.
How old is he?
He's like 25. But like his friends could be older.
How is this a friend?
No.
Wait a second.
It's a friend's brother. Actually, he's probably like 27 now. I'm 32. I swear I haven't, like, I get mixed up with the ages now. But I contacted the school secretary today and was like, yeah, I think I'm going to take a personal day on Friday. And she was like, we have like no subs because everyone's taking off because it's like pseudo Veterans Day. And I'm like, I'm really going to need one. Like,
like you have to like tell her why.
I'm like, don't you understand? My birthday is the day before.
You're like, I mean, you rule the school, so I'm sure you'll get one.
Hopefully. And then, yeah. And then Friday I'm going out with friends to like this beer garden type of thing or beer boot place that should be pretty silly.
Oh, can't wait to hear the stories
that. I'll send some stories.
Yay. Perfect. Can't wait. So guys, we're really happy that you all enjoyed our little Instagram Would You Rather. That was pretty fun.
That was Courtney's brilliant idea.
No, I just thought, no, we're a team. It was our idea. Okay, so we wanted to go over the results, and then we're going to give what we would choose.
Great.
Okay, so the first one that we asked, would you rather be married to David Bedore or Mark Duber? Mary, who would you rather be married to?
Well, the results, Mark won 55% to 45%.
Crazy.
And this really made me disgusted because I couldn't sleep with either of them. But
yeah, so many of you messaged us that too, that you had to like skip it because you could not choose. It's like an opposite Sophie's choice, you know? like it's so bad, but we have to choose.
I'm going to go David. Yeah.
Oh, but are you skinny and pleasing him?
Because, well, I mean, Shannon wasn't taking the right hormones. That's why.
I don't know. Shannon seems to be more in love with Archie the dog than with David Bedore.
Wait, in her Insta story this week, she had Archie the dog and she's petting him on her bed and she's still wearing her wedding ring.
Well, they were at the USC game together.
I can't believe you didn't spot them.
You guys, this is like the bane of my existence. Like, I could not find them. Like, I was trying. And then someone finally, after I left the game, sent us her actual location. And I'm, like, so bummed I didn't know. I tried so hard. But, you guys, I had binoculars on. And my mom kept being like, who are you? What are you looking at? I'm like, the field.
Nothing.
My sister was in the press box. And so I was like, oh, I'm just looking to see if I can see Rachel up there. Good. 20 minutes looking for Shannon Bedore. 20 minutes. And she's like, what are you doing? I'm like, just a little light stalking, mother. Just leave me alone. So I failed, and I'm pretty upset about that. But there's a lot of blondes that are in the crowd.
I believe that.
Also, my eyesight is not good.
I feel like David could have hit on you, too. He's the kind of guy that hits on you, and he's so sarcastic. You can't tell if he's serious or telling the truth or if he's hitting on you or not.
Yeah. Yeah. I wonder what the mistress looks like.
Oh, I've seen pictures. She just looks like a soccer mom.
She blonde? I wonder if that's his type. Does he have a type up for blondes?
I think he'd go for anything at this rate.
Oh, anything that... Because, like, don't tell me that he's not cheating on her. I mean, we've had this discussion.
Well, I mean, they're done.
Well, I know, cheating. But I'm saying, they're separated. Like, yeah, but in this episode, she was talking about how, like, they're not intimate. And, like, well, okay, he was cheating, so you're telling me he's just, his intimacy is with the Spartan races?
Yeah.
Okay, so back to this, though. I'm going to go with the majority, and I'm Mark Dubering it.
Just for Birkins?
Yeah, because he would at least dress me very nicely. He'll already resent our kid, which is fine. So, like, I'll get full custody when I divorce, which means I'll also get child support along with my alimony.
Wow, you've thought about this.
I just thought about it right now, but I'm into it.
Okay, okay, fair.
Okay, moving on.
Next question.
Who would you rather have as your mother? Biggie or Megan?
Well, is Megan going to be my stepmom or my real mom?
Oh, just regular mom. The majority, Megan won with 59%. This is hard, too.
I go with Peggy.
You go Peggy because she family woman?
Peggy gets me car. She gets me education.
That's totally true. The wrong accent. Yeah, so you're going into your Indian accent again.
Peggy and Dico be my parents.
Yeah, but like they're not married.
Okay.
I'm going with the majority because I think Megan would spoil me.
Okay. Fair.
And, like That's I fair. Would just and my name would be like Baby Courtney. Baby and, like, Courtney.
You'd already be like have a passport by the time you weren't even a year.
Yeah, my baby Aspen's passport has more stamps on it than mine does right now.
Yeah. So that's cool. That's cool too.
Uh-huh. Okay. Our next one. Whose new nose would you want? Nene or Kim?
Kim. Kim, her plastic surgery is fantastic.
Yeah, I agree. 80% of you said Kim as well. Nene just, do you think she looks good?
I think her nose is going to cave in because she does so much cocaine. She was so animated this episode. I couldn't talk about it. I couldn't take it. It was
yeah. When she's like, yeah, ooh. And I was like, stop doing whatever you're doing with your face. It's so weird. I think she's super high on coke all the time. Agreed. I just don't like her. She's gonna have a Michael Jackson nose.
I agree.
Okay. So this was one of the surprising ones to me.
I'll read it.
Yeah.
Who would you have as your best friend between Shannon and Bethany?
Bethany Frankel
wins. Evil,
yeah. 81%.
You guys, and there was like over 1,000 votes for this.
There was like 2,500 ones at one point. Like, it was insane how many people voted for fucking Bethany. I don't understand. Know. I would have picked Shannon. I'm picking Shannon.
100%. We're going to go with the quiet woman. I'm going to throw plates at people.
We're going to get drunk.
Tito's.
Yeah. I think she takes care of her friends. Now, she might rely on me a little bit, but like sometimes that makes me feel good when I'm like super needed. Like Bethany's going to be like, you're fat. Like Carol. Yeah. Like she's like, Carol, you're so fucking annoying. Carol, your couch is like a piece of shit. Oh my God, what are you doing? Oh my God, you look like shit. Oh my God, let's go to Mexico, but I'm going to talk shit the whole time. Oh my God, tequila. Oh my God, I'm bleeding from my vagina.
Wait, and also, she didn't even show up for Carol's marathon. She was even in the cheering squad. Who was Tinsley and freaking, what's his face that doesn't follow us? But likes all of our stuff. Eric Goldie.
Oh, yeah. I'm proud. You know what? Bravo, Carol. People were talking shit because it took her like almost 7 hours to run it. And she ran like a pace of like 15-minute miles. I'm like, fuck you guys. It. Carol killed it. That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's awesome. I mean, she's only 4 hours behind the winner. No, but I'm really, that's like seriously so cool. Like, I wish that I could do that.
Yeah, agreed. I thought she was only doing a half marathon, so good for her, full marathon.
Oh, I was like, I hope that wasn't her half marathon time. She did a full marathon. That's great. Go, Carol.
Yeah. I agree.
I like the Carol Tinsley friendship makes me happier than the Carol Bethany.
Oh, agreed. It's the odd couple. It's fantastic.
Yeah, I'm into it. Okay. The next, who would you rather?
Have a one-night stand with Shep or Jax?
Now, I thought this would be a little bit closer, too.
Shep won.
Is it because Shep won with 75%, but is it because Shep's rich? Like, comes from money? They're the same age.
I have my theory.
Okay, what's your theory?
He's sick. He has something. No, he is. He's pale. He has black eye circles.
I think he just doesn't. I don't think he sleeps. I think he does a lot of coke.
He has the, like, probably a liver condition or AIDS. I don't know. I'm serious. I'm, like, dead serious. Maybe he has both.
Maybe. I don't know. Okay, so who are you choosing, though, between Jax and Shep? Because I'm still going Shep.
I'm going to go Jax with a condom. Like, three, though. What are those wrap girl it, condoms? Wrap it, a dental wrap dam?
It. Yeah, you're using a dental dam? Yeah.
I'm going to use a dental dam. He's going to use three condoms.
Yeah, and you're going to diaphragm. And I'm going to cry. And, like, you're going to cry the whole time. Okay. And the last one. Who would you rather go to boutique with? Ramona or Sonia?
So, both.
Yeah, I wish that was an... How about I'll go with Ramona, you go with Sonia, and we'll go on the same night.
Well, I'd rather go with Sonia, but I'll go... Okay, no, that's fine. That's
you're,
fair.
You're going yeah, with yeah, Sonia. Yeah, I'm going to take Ramona. We're going on the same night, so we're all four together.
The only problem with the, like, going with Sonia is, like, you have to, like, send her home in the cab, and then you'd, like, feel bad and be like, I hope right. the cabbie didn't take advantage of her. Like,
right, you'd have to play snack
You don't
guard.
Know if she got home.
Yeah, you're not really sure who she went home with, but 77% of you chose Sonia. So.
Yeah, so that was fun.
Yeah, that was fun. So we'll try to do that more often. We love being interactive with you guys. It's so much fun. So thank you guys for participating in that. Yes. While we're here, should we just do our reviews since we're talking about how great our fan base is and how much we love you guys?
Oh my gosh, yes. Okay, you have to read that one in the voice.
Yeah. Okay. So this is from Love Lux and it's 5 stars, obviously, because that's all we are. Dumb podcasts get 0 stars. Good podcasts get 5 stars. Love Lux. I was crying when I read that. That was so good. And of course I'm reading it like in my head in Cameron's voice. It's so good.
So funny. So funny.
So funny. 5 stars okay. only.
This is from Love and Sloan and it's called Legit. 5 stars, clearly.
Obviously.
Not to be dramatic, but this podcast could possibly be the answer to all of life's deepest questions. Nothing else gives me more life than this 5-star judge squad.
Ugh.
Oh, thanks, Sloan.
Thank you. If you would like to hear your review, don't forget to write us one on iTunes or the other ones too, but we just won't see those. But iTunes. Thanks, guys. Okay. Let's get into something. So, I'm going to start with
four shows.
Yeah, we have so many Real Housewives to talk about. And we got the news this week that Beverly Hills is coming back on December 19th.
Yes, which I actually thought was interesting timing. I'm surprised they didn't wait till after the new year.
That's true. But I feel like, okay, so December 19th is a Tuesday.
Mm-hmm. So they'll be on Tuesday nights, I guess.
Well, I know, but I'm just trying to think. Like right now you've got Dallas will be over by then. Because I think they're only a 2-part reunion, right?
And OC will be done too.
I don't know if OC might just be done. Because, okay, OC is the finale is next week.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if it's going to be 3 or 4.
I think.
Reunion 3, probably.
Three.
Okay, yeah.
Maybe two. Nothing really happened this season.
Yeah, but I feel like a lot's happened now, right? Like Shannon's getting separated. We're going to have a Kelly feud is. Between. Oh, yeah. Kelly is too. Yeah, there's a lot to talk about on the reunion, I feel. Okay, so
what is the status with Tamara and her daughter, Sydney?
Like, Tamara, stop fucking talking about it. Did you see this week she talked about it again?
Well, she's in Puerto Vallarta with Eddie.
She just needs to stop talking about it. Like, the girl literally doesn't want you to talk about it. And you're like, well, now that she's in college, I think that we could have a relationship because she was being brainwashed. I'm like, shut the fuck up. Shut up. Just shut up. Also, big news. Brianna and Ryan are moving.
I know. And I was kind of surprised about this.
To North Carolina, out of all places, it's literally the furthest place they could go to get away from Vicky and not be like freezing cold. According to his Instagram, it's for a quote-unquote simpler, stress-free life.
Like, to run away from their mother-in-law.
Like, but that's like kind of crazy. Because, okay, one, we've never seen Ryan's family.
Agreed, but that's just like too much. We don't need all of that in the show.
No, so, but I'm wondering if he has... No, like, I mean, I don't even know if on his Instagram. Oh. Like, I mean, in general, just in general. Like, where's his family from? What's their deal? Like, why are they moving to North Carolina?
Well, they said for a simpler, stress-free life.
But couldn't you, they couldn't get that in Oklahoma?
No, well, she hated it there.
Yeah, she hated it there. So, Vicky's probably so pissed.
Yeah, she just bought her that house.
Yeah. I don't know.
I don't know.
Okay, but let's get into this episode because...
Oh, of Orange County. So we're back in Iceland.
I thought we left Iceland. Oh my god, this is like the longest trip.
Well, this was all they had basically this season. So Peggy locked herself in a room for 24 hours. I have a theory about this. I think she didn't want to eat and it was hard to keep up her eating disorder on the show. So she just trapped herself in the room for 24 hours. So then she didn't have to eat.
Interesting.
And then she never took off her eyelashes. So.
Okay, but like, what was happening? Because like, I felt like I'm like, oh my god, she's got this like Paris Hilton wonky eye thing going on.
It was like a lazy eye.
Yeah, it was like I was like, okay, so she took too much Xanax. She's probably maybe she was like also like on an Ambien. Like, haven't you heard those horror stories about Ambien? Like, I felt like something was like really off. Like, she's just, I think she's, I've decided that she has a pill problem.
Okay.
And so she's addicted to pills, so she's always just kind of like, but she can use the excuse of being foreign.
Yeah, that's her number one excuse. I do not understand.
What is this you talk about? It's like, America, right. Bitch. America.
Okay. UCLA.
Okay. It's like, I go to UCLA. What is this word you're talking about? What you mean?
She does know the word giraffe, though.
Okay. Now, we all know that Megan does look like a giraffe. But yeah, to say it on screen, like, she's a 35-year-old giraffe.
I know. And then, so, basically, what she was trying to say was that Megan and Bridget were drinking and they left the baby in the room alone. That's what they're saying, right?
So, okay, here's what I took from it. I took from it that she was saying, I left the room or whatever, and then I went to come back, and all I could hear was this baby crying. And I think what it was is Megan saying she's sleep training this baby, right? So, like, she's letting the baby cry it out kind of thing. What she was really trying
Did you time her? Did you time her on how many minutes she cried?
Yeah. Oh, you're recording? Oh, it's like, Tamara, shut the fuck up. Anyways, so she's like, what she was trying to say was that. But what she was just trying to say was, I heard the baby crying. And then nobody let her get past that. And what she was trying to say was, I was listening to you guys talk shit on me. So I was recording that. But all you can hear is the baby crying. Like, I felt like that's what she was trying to say.
Oh, okay.
Like, I don't think she was trying to. Yeah, and I think that got lost in translation, like, which, no shit, because she can't talk and she can't tell anybody anything.
I'm going to disagree with you. Okay. I think she was saying that all the girls were up drinking and Bridget was included in that. They probably had this. It probably did happen, but it's like, you're in a hotel. You can have a baby monitor. Like, if the baby cries, you can see it and go help the baby.
Also, why can't a baby cry?
Oh my gosh, I'm all about the Herber method, and you just let them cry it out.
Yeah, why can't they cry?
I do that to kids all the time. You can go out in the hallway, cry it out.
Yeah,
go get some water.
I mean, I don't know. And then she's trying to make like a mountain. What was it? A mountain out of a molehill with like the whole like dad comment that Kelly says.
What'd you say? What mountain? What mountain?
Molehill.
Mount Everest. Molehill? What's that? Is that like what's on my face? A mole? A mole? You call it mole and
is
it looks
pimple?
Like hill?
Pimple? Pimple?
Your pimple is a molehill? How does it become mountain? Mount Whitney? Grand Canyon. Okay. But anyways, she was like, she knew my dad died. I told her my dad died. Like, how the fuck did Peggy get on the show? How did she get on the show?
She's on the wrong reality show.
But like, can you imagine what her audition tape? They're like, okay, give us something. She's like, I have company with husband who not married, but married. I go to UCLA, rims, black, white car. Cruella de Vil, money. Like,
yeah.
Like, what her tape had to be somewhere, and then Deco comes in, he's like, I'm a butterfly! And they're like, you're in.
No, I agree with that, but I did feel bad for her because Kelly did know that her dad only died a few months before. Obviously a hot subject.
Again, don't go on the show. You're clearly set. Right. Like, don't go on the show.
But also, I kind of, when she explained it more, she wanted to involve the men to help them, I think, rationalize and be kind of more like mediators.
But no. Still no.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, fine.
I know. I'm just saying, like, I just felt like it was like, Peggy was expecting too much of people. For people that she doesn't.
I don't know. I also think like she has a good heart. Like she didn't want to go to the Viking dinner, and then Lydia was like, "Well, I'll stay with you," and she was like, "No, I'm not going to let Lydia stay," and she sucks it up and goes.
I'm sure Peggy is like, but I just think Peggy's. This is not the show for you.
Yeah, agreed. Okay, let's talk about the Viking dinner. What all those men in those sweaters singing?
Were you in heaven?
I was like, I would have had a magical experience, and I didn't. I think Shannon made fun of them, and like,
no,
was
I think
not
Shannon.
Cool.
No, oh, I thought like Shannon was kind of in. She's like, I think they like a bigger. She's like, I think they like a bigger lady. She's like, gross.
No,
now the whole like, singing thing. Go ahead.
She was like, I think they like some meat on their bones.
She's like, I'm fat. I also thought though that Shannon was trying to be like cool girl because like Vicky and Tamara were getting along. She's like, oh god, it's just me and Archie now. Oh god, she's like, I have to be friends.
She wanted some attention.
Yeah, she's like, Kelly has to be my number one now. Like, oh god, she's gonna sleep with David. Anyways,
I also thought that they all looked horrible at the dinner. Like, none of them brought a glam squad. I which is just shocking.
Vicky's
kind of
hair.
Like, they were all looked awful. I was like, what's going on?
It was not a look.
They look like windblown.
They look like rode hard and put away wet.
Yeah. I'm also curious, like, you know, obviously Tamara and Vicky are friends right now and they're trying to repair the, you know, the Shannon relationship. Have you ever met any friend Shannon? And then Vicky's like, I was actually friends with her before you.
And she's a casserole.
Yeah. No, but don't you remember when it was either Megan had the party and wouldn't allow Shannon to go. It was a charity event.
Yes. And yes. JDLH went, or something. Like,
and Vicky went out and went to a restaurant with Shannon and was like totally by her side. I miss those days.
I know.
I just want them to be a threesome.
It just bothered. The problem is that Victoria is a narcissist and a sociopath.
I mean, I think she did own it and she can only apologize so many times. She's claiming she misinterpreted the phone call where she literally thought Shannon was going to get beat to death and David was going OJ Simpson / Scott Peterson on her.
Your two favorite people.
Shannon will never get over it. She doesn't appreciate it. She doesn't think she's sorry. And
it's also because Shannon's putting a lot of her issues with David onto Vicky.
Yeah, well, totally. She's totally jealous. And, you know, she's like, oh, do you guys want to take a bathtub together?
Yeah. It was like, Shannon, you're 50, 55. Yeah. Like, how old are you? Okay, so yeah. So the whole thing was just like, Megan's a bad mom. It's like, maybe she is, because this is the second time she's now been called out about her mothering skills. Remember, Kelly called her out, too.
Well, when did Megan get so rich and privileged? Like, it's like, her nanny just shows up whenever she wants to see the baby. Like,
it's her cousin.
Kind of bizarre. Yeah, it just seems kind of bizarre. And clearly the women are like, I also think Megan's too old for this group of women. Yeah. Too young. And
I agree.
This cast was awful.
Yeah, like Megan is like 24 years younger than Vicky.
Yeah, that's just she could be. She's also Brianna's age.
Also, Megan is like she's a bored housewife, right? Like she married rich, and then he's gone half the time. So Jim was like, okay, I'll like get her, you know, to do something. I'll put her on the Real Housewives of OC, and then she has a baby. So like this baby is literally her entire life. She has nothing else going on. Like this candle line, Jimmy took it back. Yeah. It's his candle line now. But that's going to be what the finale party is a candle thing.
Yeah. But yeah, basically the girls just totally gang up on Peggy. Shannon's like, my poor Maggie, don't you say that.
Don't you ever. Like all of a sudden I was like, oh my God, Shannon. She's like, they're just hands. No, but I just felt like they did this to Kelly in Ireland. Like they just did not let Peggy have a minute.
No. Tamara's literally calling Deco a little bitch. Like it just got really out of hand quickly.
I honestly think though, like say they're like, okay, we're gonna keep this cast and you can get rid of one, I'd get rid of Tamara.
Yes, we've been saying that all season.
I know, but I'm just saying, like, this is just like more of, because she's just a fucking mean girl.
I agree.
Like, she's just so fucking rude. Like,
and
if someone
Victoria
called...
Gumbelson agrees with you as well. But, like, she was not going to get involved.
If someone called, I mean, granted, I'm not even married, or, you know, even dating someone once, but whatever, besides the point, if they called my significant other a bitch, I would fucking punch them in the face.
Yeah.
Like, I would be like, how dare you? Remember your husband's gay?
Yeah. Well, I mean, Lydia, she felt disgusted. That's her word. I want them to do a montage of her saying disgusted. And she was disgusted of these women. She felt like a punching bag. And they did twist the thing on her.
Lydia or Peggy?
What did I just say?
You said Lydia, but I'm very...
I'm talking about Peggy.
Oh, okay. I was like, disgusting. I thought Lydia was
clearly
trying to
I'm
say
an accent.
I thought Lydia was trying to say it so differently. I was like, I don't remember this part. But no. I felt bad because, but you know what? If I were Peggy too, I would have gotten on that fucking earlier flight too.
Oh, hell yeah.
I would be like, get out of here. But now Kelly was our spirit animal.
Oh, God.
When she woke up that day.
I think I have alcohol poisoning. That will be a Sunday post, people. That will be a Sunday post.
Because that is literally us always. I was like, I feel you, girl. I've never felt more connected to Kelly than at that moment.
Totally.
Yeah, so then finally we come back. We're finally stateside, thank God. And like literally, just you know, they say about rescue dogs. Who rescued who? And now it's like with Shannon and Archie, I don't know. Who rescued who?
I think I read a blog or something. And she said he like ate glass and that's why he was feeling sick.
He ate glass?
Or like some...
Was it from Leanne throwing a champagne glass?
Yeah, that was it.
Yeah.
That was it. Or some grass glass or something?
Oh, I don't know. But Archie was sick. Some sharp grass. Oh my gosh. I don't know.
I don't know actually.
I don't know.
I don't know what I'm talking about.
But I really, you know, it's just like, I really like Shannon and Archie's relationship. Oh, yes. Archie was actually very... So Shannon did an Instagram post. Archie was actually very sick in tonight's RHOC episode. He was eating the sawgrass in our courtyard and it was irritating his stomach. He wouldn't eat a thing for a few days. We quickly replaced the grass, took him to the vet. He is 100% today. Here is Archie sleeping peacefully after a long stretch of catch.
And then Shannon actually ate some of the grass before the reunion, so she lost some weight.
Oh, is that what she was doing?
That and 310 shakes. Hit me up, 310 shakes.
310 shakes. We're still waiting. Also, Shannon is very us where she, like, tries to use a thing and she, like, draws hearts on photos.
Yes, yeah.
Shannon.
I love Shannon.
I love Shannon. I'm back in on Shannon.
The other great part about Shannon was she finally went and got the blood work done. And basically, her and Siggy got the same treatment this week. They have no progesterone, testosterone, and basically, they don't want to have sex with their husbands. But really...
I feel like Shannon does want to have sex with her husband, and he's just like, nah, girl, I'm good.
I need to go back her first season because she wasn't sleeping with him then either. I think it was kind of like their marriage was going bad and they're like, let's just try this new thing. Let's do this housewife show and see if that spices things up.
Really, I don't, do you think, worse. Do you think she knew that it was going bad though at that point? I feel like the first season she didn't really.
It was the first season,
Shannon, the one where Heather tells her, leave. Or is that second season, Shannon?
I want to say first.
Okay.
But I really just remember her and David going for their first overnight.
No, I want to say that's second season, Shannon. The overnight was first season, Shannon, though.
Yeah. And, like, they hadn't been intimate in a long time then. She was skinny then.
Oh, she was too skinny, but not skinny. Yeah. I get it. Yeah. Yeah, but there's so much tension between them.
Yeah. Well, like, she's like literally
just a passive aggressive dig at each other, and it's not fun for the viewer. If I wanted to do that, I'd put my mom and dad in a room together and have Thanksgiving.
Right.
It's not going to go well.
And well, poor, I feel Shannon's like, she's like, I'm just living in limbo. And if he doesn't want to be with me, then he should leave. And it's like, no, you can leave too.
No, but she's always said she won't leave. Divorce is not an option.
Yeah.
But she says he is checked out.
Yeah.
He's checked out. So next week's the season finale. So thank God, though. This season needs to end. Agreed, bring me single Shannon and single Kelly. Get Jeff Lewis together. How Shannon got a groove back. How Shannon got a groove back.
Oh my gosh,
got a groove back.
You got the melody and everything.
Yeah, bravo. Hit me up. Let's move on to what premiered. As one door closes, another one opens.
And with the peaches and Hotlanta.
Hotlanta. Okay, so this week we start off with zero taglines, which, what the fuck?
I noticed that as well. Was it an extended episode? Was it an hour and a half?
Oh my God, was it that long? I don't know.
Maybe it wasn't, because that's what I was thinking. I was like, oh, maybe, or maybe they just couldn't have that in for an extra minute. Why didn't they put that
in? I think it's really weird. I mean, maybe they were trying to finalize who the housewives would actually be. Maybe they were trying, I don't know. But,
well, actually,
okay.
Because Kim Zolciak's going to be on. And
I thought she was just not a friend
Well, yeah, she's not in the credits.
Yeah. But today we were gifted with the taglines. So without further ado.
Nene Leakes. Mm-hmm. 10 years in the game and I'm still the tastiest peach in Atlanta.
Bloop. Okay. This is by far the worst one. Fucking Portia. How is she still on this show? Friends come and go, but family is forever.
I mean,
that's
like,
the worst one.
Well, it's all about Phaedra, and now she's like only letting her sister in, and they have a dumb podcast. And I was like looking at their recording equipment, and I was like, is that even real?
No, first off, she only has like 3 episodes.
Oh, okay.
And this so shit was taped. Cool. Yeah, and this shit was taped long ago, so clearly she's been keeping up with it.
Yeah,
she's doing a good job.
Okay. Cynthia Bailey, who I pray to look this good at 50.
Mm-hmm.
Age is just a number, but these cheekbones are timeless.
Okay, the only thing bad I will say about Cynthia. Mm-hmm. First off, every time Cynthia has given her tagline, she always says her name in it. She always says Cynthia Bailey or some sort. Oh. So this is the first time she has it. Secondly, she always looks fantastic. Why did she choose that yellow dress for her 50 Shades of Cynthia? It was like,
I know.
I'm like, you don't even have back fat and you have 7 rolls of back fat.
I know. The boobs were covered.
You know how Kyle always has back fat? Yeah. Like, it's bad. Okay. So Candy Burris. This is a straight up dig to Phaedra. Don't mess with the boss because you might get fired.
Is that from Escape?
It's Escape, if you didn't know. Now you do.
There have 4 top 10 singles.
I don't know one of them.
Me neither.
But I do know Candy wrote No Scrubs, and that's timeless. Just like cool. Cynthia's cheekbones.
I don't want no scrubs. Scrubs together can't get no love from me.
Moving on. The passenger side. Moving on. Kenya's, please.
Okay, Kenya Moore. Which I just, she's not married, but anyways. While some were saying I can't, I was saying I do.
Twirl, honey. I feel like she should have had something like that. Okay. Sheree's might be my favorite. Okay. Call me a bad server because I always spill the tea.
She will out you.
She's like, hell to the nah, to the no, no, no.
Yeah.
That's how we felt about Sheree's blonde interview look.
Oh my God.
What was that? It was like, is that Nene's stylist from when Nene had the mop on her head? Like, she looks like she was like Storm from X-Men, just like taking the kids to school.
Well, I really do enjoy seeing all that. They are like, they always have really fun looks, all of them.
I think
like,
Atlanta brings it always.
Yeah.
Who
I think Atlanta and Beverly Hills. Beverly Hills will be daring and fashionable and forward and like definitely and have a lot of misses. But
yeah, I was going to say, Kyle always has a miss. Lisa tries.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Courtney and I both have Pelotons. It is always there for me. You know what I mean? Like after a long day of work, that's the last thing I want to do, jump on the bike. But I muster up the energy and I literally will be like, okay, I'm just going to do a 10-minute class. And then all of a sudden I'm like, I'm here. I feel good. This is making me feel better. Then I'll do an additional 10-minute class. Then I'll throw on another like weights one. And all of a sudden I've done 30 minutes of workouts. I also fall in love with my instructors. I'm obsessed with Cody Rigsby. He makes me laugh. He like talks about ranch dressing, all his TV shows. He's a housewife person. Obsessed with Tunde. I want her arm. She's super inspiring. But I also love that I can be like, all right, you know what? I feel like listen to Mamma Mia. So I can do a Mamma Mia ride or a Taylor Swift ride or a Beyonce. Also, you don't have to just do rides. They have meditations. They have a walking people. And honestly, it gets your heart rate up. I know Courtney has done the marathon stuff. She's a big runner. You know, they have so many classes, 5 minutes up to an hour. I mean, so many genres, hits. I can't talk enough about the Peloton. Wherever you're starting, get moving with a Peloton bike or Bike Plus. You can do a rental at www.onepeloton.com/bike/rentals. Terms do apply. Join the Peloton journey with us.
So I started using Dime Beauty at the end of last year. It is a simple skincare routine. I mean, who has time for that 10-step stuff? Dime is a clean, high-end skincare that is very affordable, and it really works. Dime did not sacrifice performance just to make it clean either. And when I mean clean, Dime is 100% transparent about every single ingredient, so you can use their products daily with confidence. So I start with their gentle cleanser. It's kind of like a jelly form and smells like coconuts. Obsessed with it. Then when after I wash my face, I use the TBT serum. Soaks right into your skin. And then during the day, I use their dewy day cream. Obsessed with it, melts into your skin. I finished mine in St. Lucia and was like so pissed off about it. And then at night, I have their restorative night cream and their TBT cream. This TB cream
has been sold out. It's Dime's sold out retinol alternative, the TBT cream, and it's finally back in stock, so you can check that out. They have over 2 million happy customers, and their product reviews are literally all 5 stars. Love your skin again. Go to dimebeautyco.com now and unlock your discount. That's dimebeautyco.com, and love the skin you're in. I've been using Ouai products for years. It's O-U-A-I, and they just launched something new. It's the Anti-Frizz Cream. I have very thick, curly, unruly hair, so this is a perfect product for me. But I got to thinking about it, and it's like, if you have thin hair, thick hair, everybody has frizz. This is immediate frizz control, and it lasts up to 72 hours. And plus, it's a heat protector because I blow dry my hair. I also, I'll put the curling iron on it. I'll use the straightener, but it has heat protection up to 450 degrees. Also helps reduce and repair split ends while quenching dry hair with intense hydration. And according to Consumer Perception Study, 90% of participants agreed that their hair looks less frizzy. I know I am feeling that. So I will put in this with wet or dry hair. Then I love to apply my leave-in conditioner, you know. It detangles, hydrates, helps me brush out my hair. And I can't tell you about the smells of Ouai. Honestly, all their products smell delicious. I'm obsessed with this scent. It's the North Bondi scent. It has like lemon and violet. It's just delicious. And then I usually will finish off after my blow dry with the hair gloss. Immediate shine helps treat damage and enhances color vibrancy. I just love all the Ouai products. I'm a Ouai girly, but be fizz free with Ouai. You can go to theouai.com, use promo code TJG for 15% off any of their products. That's theouai.com, promo code TJG. You know, I can't recommend it enough.
Do like a high pony or something. It's like a no.
LVP.
Yeah, LVP is
Rena. Rena can't fit her hair in a ponytail.
Well, it's her wig. Her wig can't go. Okay. So anyway, so we start off in like Candy's at OLG, which is doing great. Candy looks amazing.
I agree with that. I'm not sure about that Todd character. And I noticed he's getting a lot of grays. I don't trust him. I think he messes around.
Marvin? Isn't that what they called him? He like checked in as Marvin when he was like in New York to like hook up with other girls.
I think he's shady. Okay. I think him and Peter Thomas do some weird stuff.
Okay.
Not together. They go out and like.
Like they pick up. They pick up girls. Okay.
Like also, how did Peter Thomas get Cynthia Bailey? It's like, crazy.
I don't understand how he thought he had so much power over Cynthia. I was like, she's literally the best thing that ever happened to you.
When Cynthia, she was like so upset when he wasn't coming to the party.
I couldn't understand that. And then I was like, is he hammered? Was he so drunk? Because I could not figure it out because he was like, and she's like, I'm good. No, I'm good. I'm like, hey, Cynthia, are you good?
Maybe he woke up from a nap.
I don't know. I think he's just, I don't like him. I do not like him.
Do you like naps?
Yeah, I would nap every fucking day if I could.
I know. I love naps.
Yeah. So much. Do you nap in your bed or will you nap on the couch?
Oh, definitely the couch.
You can never nap in your bed. That's like a written rule because you'll never get up.
I completely agree. I don't even have a TV in my room.
Oh, I do.
It's too dangerous. I would never leave.
Oh, no. If I nap in my bed, I don't leave for the next 24 hours.
Cool.
Like, if you can't find me, it's probably because I'm in bed with the AC on and the lights off and total darkness, just like watching something I probably shouldn't be. Something like a show I've seen 12 times.
I've been pretty into Below Deck, by the Ouai.
Oh, yeah. I watch Below Deck.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Wait. Sorry.
Okay, oh, my God. Our ADD.
Okay. So
we go to Lake Bailey. We go to Lake Bailey. Cynthia might have one of the best houses. Like, it's so serene. It's really nice. And then fucking Nene comes over and ruins everything. She's just too much.
She was so animated. Honey. And like, they literally, I thought it was so weird how they spelled honey, like
H-U-N-I on screen.
Oh, really? I didn't even notice. I didn't even notice that. I just felt like she was like, you know, I loved working in L.A., but like Atlanta's where my people are at. I'm like, what have you been working on in L.A.? Your TV show with Ryan Murphy was literally 12 years. Like, it was 6 years ago.
Well, she does Fashion Police, like with Juliana Rancic and stuff.
Pass.
I think she gets some gigs. She gets some gigs.
I find her so obnoxious.
Well, she was the host of Escape and...
Oh, did you watch that show?
No, like for Candy's like tour. She was an opening person, like hype group.
What?
Yeah, like a host, and she got fired for these like saying like a rape joke.
This just happened. Wait, that I thought that she was just performing. That was for Candy's thing?
That's what I thought.
I don't think so. Candy would never hire Nene for that.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Why do I think that, though? Maybe there was this just happened like 3 weeks ago.
Right, but I think she was doing a stand-up special. Like in Oakland, right? It happened?
Yes.
Yeah, I don't think Candy was involved in that.
Why do I think that?
I don't know.
Are you Googling it?
No, okay. But I will. But I think what I appreciate about Nene is that she kind of like gives the real, right? So like Cynthia's like, so by the way, Kenya's married. And Nene's like, like, show me some receipts. She's like, I don't believe it. And Cynthia's like, no, they've been together for like 8 months. And Nene's like, She's like, 6 months. She's like, She's like, okay, four. They've been together for 4 months. She's happy. She's like, what's his name, honey?
Yeah, yeah. Baby.
Well, and I was like, it's like the crossover we've been waiting to happen is Carol's cat baby is married to Kenya.
And also that baby and that's connected to Megan King Edmonds.
Oh my, yes, right. So, wow, we are all over the continental U.S. now. Wait, okay, so what did you find on Google?
Wait. Nene Leakes fired from hosting the Great Escape reunion tour over rape joke. And Escape is spelled X.
Yeah. C-A-P-E. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Wait, so was it on that or was she supposed to? Was
yes.
That,
okay,
was
wait,
on
listen.
That? Okay.
Nene has been dropped from the Great Escape tour after crossing the line while addressing a heckler during one of her stand-up shows. According to TMZ, the reality star was slated to host the concert.
Okay, so it hadn't happened.
Including her Real Housewife of Atlanta co-star Candy Burris. However, the band announced Thursday they were dismayed by remarks Nene made on Saturday at a girls' night out for laughs event in Oakland.
Okay, so we were both right.
Yeah.
Because it wasn't on the tour, but because of that incident, she got fired from... Wow, I didn't realize that Candy would have hired her. Maybe Candy was really trying to like bring back the fandom and new people would come for Nene.
Yeah.
Interesting. Yes. I would, okay, wow. Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. So what do you think about Kenny? You think she's not married?
I think she's totally not married. And I think it's ridiculous she won't tell the girls what his name is. I think
it's
ridiculous.
Mark Daly, Nene said.
Ridiculous her father was not invited. I think it's ridiculous she didn't even tell her family. Mm-hmm. And I think it's ridiculous because they don't even live together.
You like sold me. Your points are great. Yes.
The whole point of getting married is to live together. And you aren't not even doing that. And then she's like saying, oh, my house is haunted, the old ghost. I'm like, no. No, honey.
Yeah. I don't understand because it's like, I like Kenya. I think when Kenya is not like pretending to be something she's not, I think she's actually like a cool person. Like, I think she's a good friend. I think she's a nice person. But like, for some reason, she feels the need to have this like persona for the show. And it's like, just be yourself. Stop hiring men.
Just be a beauty queen.
Well, Atlanta's also very interesting because these people think that being married is such a prize. Like, I've never seen one of the Housewives franchise. Like, granted, like, all the New York Housewives, all of them are single.
Married. I think it's different in Atlanta because it's all about it. Well, I think it's different because Kenya has never been married. So it's almost like she hasn't reached this same status as the other ladies. Like, she can't relate to them because she's never been married.
But still, it's like, okay,
I can't really agree.
I can't relate to Phaedra because I've never had a husband go to jail.
Right, right. I don't know. I just am not buying this whole
It's a little weird. Thing. I don't get it either. But I also think it's like weird that it's like, well, I didn't invite my dad because he might have upset my husband. And I'm like, so your husband's a controlling asshole. So you're redating the boyfriend that, you know, broke all of your shit the first time.
Yeah.
I'm just, ugh. I don't get it. Wait, what did you think of, what did you think of Nini, the fact that she has a boutique?
Okay, do stores even make money? Like, doesn't everyone online shop now? I don't really know, but I couldn't believe she opened up Swag.
No, I did laugh when she's like, we have clothes for women who eat and women who don't. I laughed at that, but then they went into her work. She was wearing Peggy also did this too. Peggy had a jean jacket with beaded fringe on it, with white beaded fringe on it. Nini here had a camo jacket with fringe on it. I was like, both are a mistake.
Yeah, I agree. I also thought that white jumpsuit she wore later on was a big mistake. I'm like, how did her ass fit in it?
I actually liked that. I thought that looked, but it was too tight. But I liked the look that she was trying to achieve.
Maybe I was just jealous because I can't wear rompers because my hips are too big.
Oh, I thought that was a two-piece anyways. And you know what?
That's why she fit into it.
You could wear a romper.
No, I can't. I've tried. It literally just makes you look like I have the longest ass ever.
Yeah, like I'm wearing a diaper.
Yeah, it's not a good look. I don't subject people to that.
Whenever I see people looking good. I'd have a
pee problem.
Yeah, when I see people looking good and rompers, I'm proud of you. I'll never get that look.
I'm always jealous.
I think we've had this talk before.
Probably.
Yeah, but okay. And so now
I don't understand why she needs the boutique. Do you think she's really profiting from the boutique?
No, but maybe she's trying to because she's trying to use her name is what she's trying to do. And this is what I don't understand is like when people are housewife, you have a national platform. Why do you go so small? Like, why wouldn't she do like, I mean, who has boutiques? Literally, she has one. Candy has one.
Kyle by Elaine, too.
Kyle has one. Envy by Melissa Gorga.
Kim D.
Kim D, yeah. Posh. Make it online.
All the Kardashians.
All this should be online. But like Tamara, I know it's not a boutique, but Tamara has like Cut Fitness. It's like nobody's going to your fucking warehouse in Costa de Caza to join your gym. Like, do things that are on a national platform that you can appeal to a mass amount of people. I've given them too much already. My job here is done.
It's called Instagram influencers.
Yeah. Like, sell that flat tummy tea, girl.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Okay, let's go to the 50 Shades of Cynthia.
Yeah.
My favorite look here would have to be by Candy. And she had the Coke can.
It was like Gaga telephone-esque.
Yes. It was pretty hot.
Her body looks great now. Now, Shamia got a few things wrong. It's like the picture was there with the face chain. But Shamia needed it like right under the nose and like the lips.
Yeah, no. That was a miss. And I think she's going to be a pretty integral part. When's she going to be holding that peach?
I thought she might have gotten it after last season. Mm-hmm. I think okay. And then they're like trying to make this fight between Nini and Portia. And I'm like, that's like bringing a knife to a gunfight. Like, Nini will obliterate her. It's not even fun to watch this shit. But it's so stupid. The whole fight's stupid.
The fight was, like, nothing to me. I was like, what is even going on? This isn't even fun.
No, and it was like, you didn't let me mentor you. And then you agreed with something that DeBrat said on Dish Nation. Which I'm still, do you know how to listen to Dish Nation? Is it a radio show?
No. Is it like on Sirius FM or something?
No, I'm literally asking. I don't know.
Oh, I don't know.
I don't understand.
I don't know.
I'm not into it. And I also, though, have to say, when Cynthia came in, she was to get ready for her party. She's wearing like this really horribly dyed wig. that had like these highlights that were just like bleak, like chunks, like chunky highlights.
Oh, I thought that was her real hair.
No, I don't think so. Maybe, but either way, it was horrible look.
It
and
was
then
bad.
She goes, she's like, wow, look at this spread. And it was like a thing of Twizzlers and like a half eaten Lunchable. And I was like, God, Cynthia really just sees the glass is always half full to Cynthia.
That's for sure. That's for sure. And freaking then, Lunchables. They still have those.
Yeah,
this kid
they
in
do.
My class, I'll be like, yeah, my mom says this is so bad for you, but it tastes so good.
Which one is it? The pizza Lunchable?
Yes.
Yes. Where you can make the pizza. Yeah. It's like those, but that was never good because the cheese was never melted.
No, I think it's just like the whole idea, like, oh, you guys get to make your own pizza. It's
like
so
you
fun.
Get pizza for lunch.
And then literally they eat this at snack recess and they never finish it. So basically like half of it's outside and like for the birds to
well,
eat
so maybe
on the ground.
So maybe the cheese will melt then.
True.
Okay. So anyways, they didn't show this season on, did they?
They did not. It just was like next week.
Yeah, strange.
But I really hate the new Bravo previews in general. They don't do a good job.
I'm excited for this season though because I think that Atlanta's going to bring it.
I hope so. Let's go over. Let's do a quick recap of the Dallas reunion.
Okay, so basically it was Carrie, Stephanie, and Brandy versus Cameron and her high pony, making sure that Brandy's still in there. Deandra and
Leandra.
Leanne.
Yes. Okay. I thought Carrie's face looked a lot different to me, too.
I thought she looked like, actually really good.
I did, too.
I liked
and
her
I
hair.
And I didn't think she – yeah. Something, like, mellowed out on her face. I think, like, her and
– yes.
And her and Brandy's, like, face work, like, finally, like, completely
settled.
Healed.
Yeah.
Settled.
Yeah, I agree. I thought Carrie looked – I think she was the number one. She looked amazing. Stephanie was my number two. But I just, like, really love Stephanie.
Yeah.
And then Deandra was fine. And then the rest of them were just, like, a hot mess. Not into it.
Leanne's hair was way too much. I thought
she
Cameron's
also looked
hair
old.
And the like, high pony didn't
I
look great.
I thought Leanne's face looked old.
Mm-hmm. I actually felt sorry for her. I feel
for
like
Leanne?
She was, like, yeah, I've team Leanne.
Ugh. Good thing
she,
I'm not.
Well, apparently she's not coming back. Do you think she's saying that
she's
on
such
Twitter
a fucking
so she gets
liar.
More money?
As Kyle would say, you're such a fucking liar, Camille. Like, there's no way. It's a page out of LVP's playbook where she says that she's not, so the fans are like, there's no show without Leanne. Like, you think that she's not going to, like, she drives a 1989 Mercedes. Who's going to pay for that?
Yeah.
Her house is like a two-bedroom house. Like, have you seen that closet? She needs the money. She's trying to get married. You don't think she's trying to get a Bravo special for that wedding?
I'd watch it. She entertains me.
This is my problem with her, though. Like, I find her entertaining, but I also think, like, she's like, oh, I own all my shit. I'm like, why don't you just actually just stop saying shit, though?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I find, like,
well, that's kind of like the problem. That's like kind of like a drug addict. Like, they're like,
yeah.
I admit I'm on drugs.
Yeah, they're
like
isn't the first step? Isn't the first step admitting you have a problem? It's like,
right.
Yeah, but there's 11 more steps.
Then, right, and yeah, you can own it. You can only own it so many times.
Yeah.
Before
you're just the asshole.
Yeah.
Like, well, I just thought.
Yeah, but I do think the girls are. Playing her.
Well,
I think she was drugged up for the roundup comment. He gets his
no, but when they said
the roundup.
First off, and you know Andy watches zero of this franchise. Zero. Mm-hmm. Like, he did not know anything going on about anything. But he said that the producers went back and listened to the tape and Brandy did not provoke her. Like, she's trying to, like, blame it on like, Brandy's provoking me. I'm like, no, you're still the problem. And this is what Leanne needs to do. Just stay away from those three girls. You're not going to be friends with them, and that's okay.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
You make yourself a bigger a-hole by trying to, like, break into that. You don't even want to be friends with them.
She just wants to use her hands.
She's like,
these hands, they can make pies.
She's like,
well, they're just hands, but they can make pies.
I'm like, oh, yeah, Leanne, is that what you were insinuating?
Right.
And she's like, everyone's
well,
bullying me.
Well, do you think it's right for them to let Dr. Mark come out?
Who gives a fuck? Yes, the husbands always come out. What does it matter?
It's a closed screening.
Yeah, so when Carrie then started like going, she got like a little riled up. She was like, you know what? Carrie. You know what? I wish somebody would have told me my husband was going to get shit on this year. I'm like, Carrie, you fucking shat on your husband all season long. You told us how he doesn't like his own daughter, how he's jealous, how when she was born, he went out and bought a Porsche so he could have something to play with. Like, you shat on him.
Right. I think Carrie is, there's something I feel
disingenuous evilness. About her.
I feel evilness in her.
I like that. I agree.
I feel like she's just like, it kind of like, I kind of physically get upset when she comes on screen.
I think she's like a tryhard. Like she thinks she's like a Bethany, but like she's not.
I totally agree.
She's like in on the joke and she's like, oh, here I am, the Greek chorus, like telling it how it is. It's like, Carrie, we don't know you enough to do that. You're only on season two and barely anyone's watched season one franchise. However, I do need the Bravo people to listen up here. Deandra gave us a piece of information that they need to take and run with. Keaton works at a Verizon in Charleston. That is a Southern Charm crossover. He can hang out with Craig all day long.
Maybe he could get Craig a job at Verizon.
Can you hear me now? And that Deandra is rich as fuck. Two trusts. She has two trusts.
I know.
I want.
Where's my trust?
And she's married to hot Jeremy.
So hot.
So Deandra is just like winning.
Well, also like if Leanne really leaves, they need to get one of Deandra's fans. Cameron's totally out, and I also
no, I think Cameron's. I think the cast stays the same.
No, I think Cameron's out. I think she didn't fit into the group. She didn't really get the friends.
Well, I think that next season she could stay because now she's friends with Deandra. Like, I think that they have now that they have a season, like, I think that they would be. I also think that Cameron just needs to chill the fuck out.
Well, I think she's also coming off of way too salty in this reunion and.
Yeah, like, every time, like, she was like.
It's not working for her.
She's like, why do you guys keep talking about zip codes? It's like, bitch, you talked about it all throughout the season. What do you mean? Why are we talking about it? Like, she just was like, I'm just above that. And I miss her old nose.
My principal said something about Highland Park, and I was like, wait. Oh, in Dallas? And she was like, yeah. I was
She's like, oh, you've heard of it?
Oh, I'm familiar. I go, I know something about that place.
My friend, the Westcotts.
Zip codes are important there.
Westcotts live there.
She has a pink sparkle dog food line.
Yeah.
That if your dogs eat it, they will diarrhea themselves.
Dumb dog shit. Pink poop. Smart dog shit. Sparkle dog poop.
Oh my god, I never thought about the color of the dog poop.
She talked about it. They had to change the formula because the dogs were shit and pink.
Oh my god. But they don't see pink.
She's like, but the women are who they're buying the dog food. And women, we love the color pink. Smart women love pink. Dumb women like orange. Whoever said that orange was the new pink was seriously mistaken. That was like.
But I'm Brandy and orange is the new pink. And I have an orange dildo. And I bring my orange dildo around town. And Andy, I didn't bring sexual chocolate because I didn't want to offend Cameron. But I brought this orange one instead.
She's like,
It camouflages in my vagina.
No, he's like, oh, I thought that was a hair clip. She's like, tricked ya. It's a dildo. Just been hiding it in my hair this whole time.
Lindsay Lohan is a fire crotch.
Brandon Davis, yes.
Lindsay Lohan is a firecrack.
Whatever happened to him?
He was recently featured with Paris Hilton. Oh my god! I found that out through Real Housewives. Yes, the fat brother.
Did he die? Maybe. He had like a cane. Yeah. He was on a reality show or something. He had like a cane, or maybe it was like he was like on Millionaire Matchmaker once with Patty Stanger.
Maybe. I know exactly what you're talking about.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Okay. So anyways, whatever, Dallas. It's like Leanne is just PTSD. She's just a perpetual victim. And it's like, I would like her so much more if she didn't blame everything on like her childhood, which I don't even believe anymore after we met her mom. I don't believe it.
Agreed. Agreed.
I think she had just a fine childhood.
I want more Stephanie too, and I want more Stephanie without Brandy.
Yes, I'm telling you, Stephanie is the best. I like her husband. I like them together.
Oh, you know who Travis looks like?
Uh-oh.
Jonathan Chavin, the food god.
No!
Yes! Kardashian's BFF and Travis look the same. They must have had the same surgeon.
There's something weird with their face. The fact that Jonathan Chavin is going to legally change his name to Food God.
I think that's a rumor. He got a tattooed on him, though.
I think he's a fucking idiot. I'm sorry. And the funniest thing is that the accent that is over the O, you know, for Food God, it makes it actually a double O sound. So his name would literally be Food Good. I just hate him so much.
Works both ways. Food God, then Food is Good.
I just hate him.
I
hope he does change his fucking name so that I can just... I'm just going to comment every time on his stupid Instagram that you're an idiot.
I can't wait till tomorrow when your calories don't count on your birthday. Did you know that?
My calories don't count on any day that ends in Y. That's why I'm fat. What's the first thing you're going to eat tomorrow?
I don't like to eat in the morning, so...
Me neither. I've been skipping breakfast lately and having a double lunch.
I usually have a banana and peanut butter at about 10:30.
Don't go so wild.
I know, right? I don't know. We'll see. We'll see what I'll story my first meal of the day, guys.
Perfect. Thanks. Let all of us know, okay? Okay, moving on from Dallas. So, guys, we went ahead because we were taping tonight. Originally, we were going to tape yesterday, but because we're taping tonight, we sat on our phones and watched New Jersey tonight.
We sure did for you. And, oh, God, God bless No-No and
his speedos. I love No-No.
I know.
No-No should be Yeah-Yeah. I love him so much. He's so sweet. And he's just... You know, and I actually really love him and Teresa's relationship.
Well, he's like, you have me now. Like don't worry about it. I can be your rock. Well, and he needs to shape those girls up.
Oh, you can tell he's just like, right, like, give me the word. First off, Teresa, take off the belt. Yeah.
He's going to take off the belt.
Teresa is for sure divorcing Joe. She's so over it. She blames him for everything, right? And, you know, because she could have had a year with her mom.
He did do all this, though. He put them in this horrible situation. Terrible.
Oh, I agree. Like, I think she's going to be, like, at the end of it because... So, rumor is today now he's being moved to, like, a Pennsylvania prison. Did you see that?
I did see that.
And so, Teresa's going to be like, fuck that. I'm not taking the kids. Like, Gia can drive them. She's 16. And I think when he gets out and he gets deported, she's just going to be like, bye.
Ciao.
Yeah.
Ciao.
Arrivederci, bitch.
Yeah. But these kids during that photo shoot were so rude.
They were so nasty.
Like, I think she's too embarrassed to do it in front of people, but it's like,
I also think, maybe in front of the cameras too, like, where she's like, doesn't want to be seen as like a mean person.
But it seems like they're normal nature, and they've totally taken advantage of her.
Agreed.
They do not respect her.
Zero.
Your children should be scared of you at all times.
See, Joe Gorga and his kids. Wait.
Absolutely.
Was Joe Gorga hot tonight at the trampoline park?
I sure do agree.
Hot at the trampoline park with his backwards hat. He's getting a little gray now.
I feel like I would, like, tower over him.
Oh, yeah. He's, like, a good 5'4", maybe. But, like, he's looking really hot.
No, but then I also like the thing he said, like,
with his
you
daughter.
Gotta respect yourself and be honest, and I'll be less strict. But I like the part there that it's like, you gotta respect yourself.
Yeah, that was a good, he's a good dad.
I love you more than anything in the world.
I wish he would kind of shape up Teresa's kids.
Yeah, the Giudice girls need a firm, like, that no-no needs to come in and say no, no, no.
Good one.
But then, like, I do feel bad for her too, because like she just wants them to be happy, and she has all this guilt. But she's
right.
She's not. She doesn't have boundaries. The kids need boundaries.
Yeah, I understand what she, and you know, she's like, I'm doing it on my own. It's like, yeah, it is really hard. You're doing a good job, Teresa. Like, who thought that I would have been like on Teresa, like happy and rooting for Teresa.
Agreed.
It wasn't me. Was there even any Danielle tonight besides the phone call to Teresa? Zero, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Not a lot happened. I mean, wait, Siggy got the pellets.
I'm so over Siggy because she's really, you can tell she's trying to push the storyline of her versus Marge.
No, but I agree with that. But I thought it was so funny that Shannon and Soggy got like the same hormone treatment.
Yeah. Well, which is interesting because it's not, you know, Shannon's all about the holistic.
I'm like, do I need the hormone treatment?
No.
I think it helps you lose weight.
Oh my God. Well,
anything to lose weight besides actual besides exercise and out. Eating healthy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, I want the Kim Zolciak way. Remember when she used to, like, Kim Zolciak would eat pizza while she was getting her fat burned off of her at the doctor's office?
Yes.
That was
yes.
with her old nose and face and synthetic wigs.
And, like, did she eat M&Ms, too, during that?
Yes, and she eats, like, fettuccine alfredo every day from Chef Tracy.
I know.
Do you think her kids are little brats, too?
Oh, yeah. They're saying, like, fuckers and shits and naughties. They're naughty.
Okay, so I did laugh because Marge calls her mom Marge Sr. Always Marge Sr. Marge Sr.'s car has those eyelashes on the lights.
Yes.
Such a grandma thing to have.
The BMW, the little cruiser.
Yeah, a PT cruiser?
No.
What? I don't know what she was driving. I just because all I could see were the lashes. But I love that because like I call my mom Don Don. Like I don't even call her mom. Like I call her Don Don, and I feel like that's like Marge calling her like Marge Senior.
Well, I call my mom Carmi, and she says, that's not my name. My name's Mom.
And you're like, actually, legally?
Okay. I'm like, okay, Carmi.
Yeah. I know. I'm always like,
it's not my name. My name's Mom. Stop calling me that.
If one day like, she's
actually,
just going
really, your name is Carmel, and we call you Carmi.
Right, exactly. Okay, so Dolores and Marge get together. What did you think of that? Dolores came in hot. I was like, you need to chill.
Oh my God, it was like so embarrassing. Marge was like, did you really think your friend was like rational during this? I mean,
yeah.
she became unhinged. This is boring.
She's like, I saw nothing wrong. Yeah, so Siggy's a little emotional.
I see no fault. I mean, you want Dolores on your squad for sure.
Well,
she only sees the good.
And then I was listening to the taglines again. And she's like, if you look up, hers is like, if you look up loyalty in the dictionary, you see my face. And I was like, all right, relax. Like, we got it.
Well,
but then,
I mean,
go ahead.
I also liked like the whole part about like Dolores is defending her and like because Siggy's been a good friend for her. And like, I love like you kind of got a deeper insight into Dolores's background where she wanted her family to be close, and so she would let Frankie come over for dinner, and he would leave and go over to his girlfriend's house. Like, mm-hmm. And then she was always stuck as the single mom and being like a babysitter for everyone else that was in couples. So I liked that side of her story.
Yeah, and I liked Marge's too, that, you know, so we found out Marge had 3 stepkids. 2 of them don't mm-hmm. talk to her anymore. She had her own son, so she has a son. So she's a mom. And that 2 of her stepkids don't talk to her. And she's like, and it's devastating. And she's still, and the dad, or that guy.
His name's Jan.
He's Jan Josephs. So she kept his last name and never took her new husband's name.
Yeah. And they have a great relationship. He comes over for coffee.
Yeah. And I think, you know, I also was thinking that I think Jan might be gay. So maybe that's why they get along.
He's no, just... I wasn't getting that vibe.
Oh, me neither then. Anyways, I thought that their meeting was like really good. And I think that I would like Dolores to be friends with Marge.
I like that.
Okay, but so then Ziggy and Dolores and Frank and Michael Campanella, they all go to dinner, and you can tell like Ziggy just wants to keep this feud going, and she's like, here she is talking about she can get emotional, but I can't be emotional. And, like, Dolores, you can tell, is like trying to like be on Marge's side.
Yeah, she's like, well, I'm gonna give her a chance. Yeah, even though she called me in and ass kissed her and said I have no mind of my own. I'm giving her a chance.
I just think that Ziggy is just trying to perpetuate something that's not there. And I'm like, yeah, go after, if you guys want a feud, go after Danielle. You're going to get a lot more from that.
Yeah. Or like, yeah. And then she's like making out with her husband at the table and Dolores feels so uncomfortable.
And so do us as viewers.
That's like me every weekend of my life with
friends. A bar? Oh, I know you were meaning just... about like you at a bar with random guys. That's you making out with them. I was like, oh, okay.
Excuse me, never.
I know. You're a good girl.
I am. I'm mm-hmm. a saint.
Well, you know, whatever. Santa Maria.
Santa Maria. But what else? And I also thought like Gabriella was a showstopper for me. She literally does not talk at all.
She doesn't talk. She doesn't smile. Even they showed a shot of the five of them and she's just like straight face like, fuck this shit.
Awful.
Like she just, whose child is she?
I don't know. She's no Melania.
Maybe she's Joe Gorga and Teresa's daughter. There's something weird. Incest. Okay. She doesn't look like any of them.
Yeah, it is kind of weird. Maybe she's that lawyer's kid.
No. I don't know. Adriana is like, she's so annoying to me. Like, she's like a little like fly. Like, I want to get her with a fly swatter. Like,
remember when she was born on TV?
Yes, and like Nicholas brought her. Remember Jacqueline's son brought her a flower? And I think Dina Manzo is like her godmother.
You are correct. Correcto mundo.
Why do we know so much?
I know. The knowledge is vast.
It's bad. Okay. I feel like you need to start prepping your liver for tomorrow and the weekend. Because it's your birthday. I think
help me be mature this year. And my 32nd year, my mom said I really need to focus on some things.
Okay. And guys, and we also have, a little, we need your help. We're planning a girls' trip.
Oh, yeah.
And we need your help. It does not have to be Bravo-centric at all, but we need a place to go.
I already voted San Diego or Mexico. Courtney said she literally would never go to Mexico with me.
Never. I can't. I cannot. I will never make it alive. I will be part of... I will have joined the ranks of a drug cartel. And I will be held hostage. I can't do it. I can't.
So that's out. I said San Diego. People want to go to Denver. What the fuck am I going to do in Denver? I don't want to go there.
I'm going to Denver on Saturday. I'm very excited. I love Denver, but I get it because I've been to Denver like so many times. So we would like a direct flight.
From SFO in LA.
Yeah. So maybe something like a Chicago. Charleston, yeah, we would love to go to Charleston, but Charleston.
No, I'm doing that for spring break.
Yes, but that's a 2-plane flight. That's too much for us to do. We only have 3 days. So if you guys have any great ideas, DM us and tell us why. Write us those reviews. And you know what? Have a great weekend.
Okay, we'll see you soon.
Everybody find a little Summer Mary in them this weekend and let us know what happened.
Agreed.
Okay, happy birthday, bye, Mary. Bye.
You know, Courtney and I are always on a health journey. We're always trying to lose weight. And we recently started Noom, and it is
a personalized plan that meets individual needs. They take into account medical issues. They take into account dietary restrictions. They take into account the psychology behind losing weight and the biology, meeting you where you're at. So they have an app, and you can go onto the Noom app and you can share, like, they have coaching, they have recipe ideas, you input your food, but it really helps me stop mindlessly eating. So it is very sustainable, and it is not a restrictive weight loss program. Because, you know, I like my chocolate. I love my popcorn. I like my wine. And guess what? With Noom, they take that into account. We're not going to be like never having to treat again, right? I love that it is psychology and biology based. So Noom uses psychology. That's why they say losing weight starts with your brain. But it also takes into account, you know, the biological factors, which also affect weight loss. And the program helps you understand the science behind your eating choices and why you have cravings. I am such a craving girl. To date, Noom has helped more than 5.2 million people lose weight. And the program's totally flexible. Noom's flexible program is focused on progress instead of perfection, which is that's what I need, because sometimes you have a couple setbacks and that's okay. It's not about perfection. It's about creating healthy habits. And Noom's approach is grounded in science. They've published more than 30 peer-reviewed scientific articles describing their methods and effectiveness. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. You can sign up for a trial today at Noom.com and check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living, available to buy now wherever books are sold. So guys, check out Noom.com today. Did you know most traditional creams or serums are made up of about 70% water, 15% going into emulsifiers and preservative, and that makes up the goo of the cream. And that leaves only 15% for active ingredients that truly benefit your skin. But there is a better way. Enter Fiber Skincare, a groundbreaking technology set to redefine skincare. Fiber Skincare harnesses nanofibers. They're tiny natural fibers, 500 times smaller than a human hair. And their scientists have been working on this technology for the past 15 years and just a year ago achieved a remarkable breakthrough, encapsulating active ingredients directly into these natural nanofibers. So the result is a formulation free from water, emulsifiers, and preservatives, meaning the active ingredients are not just pure, but five times the concentration of most creams or serums. Their first formulation is an anti-wrinkle, and it's not just effective, it is fast. Upon the application, your skin feels tighter in a mere 10 seconds. That's right, you can feel the difference almost instantly, but that's just the start. Over the next 7 days, these concentrated actives unfold their full potential, clinically proven to improve wrinkles by 19.4%. It's worth checking out their Instagram, Fiber Skincare, F-I-B-E-R Skincare, to learn more about the technology and how it works. You might have seen some viral videos of the mask's disappearing effect, and it's easier to apply this by wetting your face, applying the patch, and removing it. The nanofiber, which contains the active ingredients, disappears into the skin super quickly. Experience the transformation for yourself with their 2-day trial pack. It's a precursor for the 7-day program that promises not just results, but a revolution in your skincare routine. With their tighter skin guarantee, your satisfaction is not just expected, it's assured. And if you try the 7-day program and your skin doesn't feel tighter, you'll receive a full refund, no questions asked. They have clinically tested the program to be the most effective if you use the 1 week on, 3 weeks off. But we understand that everyone's skincare routine is different. That's why if you sign up for their monthly program, they will send you their monthly pack to remind you to do it. And you can pause or cancel it at any time. And it gives you the control of your skincare journey. If you want to try this revolution in skincare, go to fiberskincare.com and use code 2, T-W-O, for 15% off. That's fiberskincare.com and use code 2.
to TWO for 15% off.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.